call now to join us, 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
It's 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. Let's get Keith. He's a full-time listener in Wilsonville. What's up with you, man?
Jinx is going to get her own show.
Apparently, that's what Tim, out of the news story this morning, apparently, Halle Berry. And not her own show, but I think a spin-off movie.
Okay. Well, I just really like those scenes, when she was showing James Bond all the snazzy features with the Aston Martin there, with all the devices, and I imagine Jinx is going to go through the same thing with the updated American equivalent. I'm thinking it'll maybe be a Cadillac Espeland, and it'll have a special pedestrian clearing device that can help her escape crowded situations.
It'll have a big cow catcher on the front.
Something like that.
So like when you're going down Rodeo, it just clears people out of the way. When you're driving down the strip, it just moves pedestrians to the side. That's what I'm talking about. All right. It's 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. We're now joined in the studio for reasons that are inexplicable to me by Christina Carlson.
We have a little package that was dropped off.
I got your package. It's dropped.
It's dropped off in like a brown paper bag.
It's the gift that comes in a brown paper sack.
Exactly.
That's what you like to
There's
see.
A little card. It's a little Christmas card. And it says inside, it says, Rick, Christina, Matt, Tim, and Clyde. Just wanted to spend a little Christmas cheer when I saw these bottle openers. The first thing I thought of was you guys, full-time listener, long-time fan, Mark in North Portland. And, of course, in this bag, it's a Simpsons Talking Beer
opener. Oh, man, let me see that.
There are
Simpsons.
Five of them.
Simpsons Talking Beer Opener. Automatic sound when the opener touches the bottle cap.
Wow.
So it completes the circuit. Oh, yeah. I'll test this. You'll have to drop the sound a little here on the bed. All right. Here's the Simpsons Talking Beer Opener, courtesy of Mark.
Mark.
In North Portland.
Beer.
So every time you open a beer, that's what you hear.
Oh.
And there's five of them, one
Sweet.
For Clyde, too.
Excellent. That's what
Thank
I'm talking
Thank you, Mark.
About.
That's the love.
All right. That's total love there. You know, I'm just a sucker for anything that Homer does.
So am I.
Seriously, it's like, this is why it pains me that The Simpsons is so bad recently, because they're trying to make it way too hard. The Simpsons, they really should know. The people at Gracie Films ought to know that you can make any Simpsons funny. Just have Homer say, a lot. And have Homer go, woohoo, a lot.
It's very simple. The equation is simple.
And have Krusty selling something that makes kids go blind. I mean, that's really it. And there's your whole episode
exactly.
Right there. Excellent. Thank you. Thank you, Christina. Thank you. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks a lot, Mark. Those were great.
Oh, come on. That's the best gift ever.
Put that right over there.
That's just love.
We got to start drinking right now.
That when he saw those, the first people that he thought of was us.
It's all about the love, sister.
It is.
It's 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. Coming up later on this hour, we got another edition of How Chicks Think with Julie from the front desk. Top 5. Later on, Betsy's going to be here as well. Rick, was that really Phil Hendry on that tape that Tim played last week, or was that you being Phil Hendry?
No, that is actual.
That's kind of an interesting. Okay, for those you don't know what you're talking about, last. We'll play it after the news here. But, do we still have that? Okay, yeah, we'll play it after the news. Last, I don't know, Friday, I think, we were playing some. Maybe it was before that, last Wednesday, we were playing some embarrassing air checks. Because I've been playing all those stupid ones from back when I was a top 40 DJ. That was Mariah Carey. Coming up later, it's PASSION from the Rhythm Syndicate. As we start another nonstop music jam. I don't get any fun of them. We were playing some of those. But then Tim had this one, because you used to work down the hall from Hendry. You worked with him.
Right.
And so we had this air check, which we'll play here in a few minutes, of Tim being a DJ and then Hendry calling from down the hall as a character. Although the concept of an air check where I'm calling pretending to be Phil Hendry, pretending to be somebody else, is actually kind of a funny concept. Anyway, he said that would be funny too, yeah, in a weird way, but I'm not sure. JB. That really is Hendry working with Tim there in the past. So we'll play that here in a few minutes. It's 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Here's Tim Riley. He's in the KFGK Newsroom.
From the KOTK Newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
It's 107, Tim Riley with news, brought to you once again by Hog Whitman. Yes, it is true. Hog Whitman really does have a new CD. Get your copy at all Music Millennium stores or online at hogwhitman.com. If you go online, he makes a little bit more money, so let's do that too. Oregon's first flu case of the year popped up in Yamhill County in a teenager. Flu season typically runs from November to March, peaking in January and February. Experts say this year's vaccine protects against three strains of influenza spread this season and containing a new component against B viruses.
Let me ask you this. What's the difference between having a cold and having the flu? Because I'm saying for me now, I use the terms interchangeably. Cold, flu.
Flu lasts longer than a cold.
But what's the difference? I mean, clinically speaking, medically speaking. Does anybody know what the difference is between a cold and the flu?
I think influenza is a specific strain of virus.
Is the cold like a catch-all name?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, that makes sense. And so what is pneumonia? Pneumonia is fluid in your lungs.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent.
Last year, 576 people in Oregon died from the flu. This year, they're hoping for even more. A homeless woman who left her newborn baby in a restaurant restroom has been found guilty in Seattle of child abandonment.
Oh, come on. What is this? Is this like national? Is there a national Abandon Your Child Day and I just wasn't aware of it?
She's obviously a fool. She could have sold that in Walmart for like $3,000 in chicken. Why just leave the thing sitting there?
She needed a good lecture.
That's marketable merchandise, baby.
It's like throwing money away.
Yeah, the 39-year-old woman testified she didn't even know she was pregnant and was shocked to realize she was giving birth at Taco Bell. She just walked away and left the baby there. Apparently, she didn't have enough change for the Taco Bell kids, man.
I'm just so horrified by all of you.
And you got to realize, looking from the baby's point of view, you got to realize if you're a baby and you're coming out of the womb and you're like, okay, here's my, you know, I'm coming down from the spirit heaven and I'm going to take physical form and I'm looking forward to spending my time on earth. And oh, wait, hold on.
I smell enchiladas.
Yeah, this. You're coming out of the birth canal going, where am I?
Looks like I'm in a bathroom of some sort. Maybe I'm at a rest stop. Oh, God, no. Oh, no, Taco Bell.
And then not only that, but you don't see any father around. Not only no father, there's no doctors. You know, you smell like that weak old gin. And you know the baby's just hanging on inside. No! No! You can't make me. I mean, that's an artist's rendering. That's probably not what it actually sounds like.
Have you seen The Simpsons where that's the one actually where Homer wants to skip church and his first thing he's like laying in his bed and it shows him dreaming about being in the womb?
No.
And he's like swimming around.
Is that the one where he meets God at the end?
Yes.
Yeah, but I haven't seen it in a long time.
Oh, it's such a great episode. Yeah.
No, that's just totally, you know, it's like as soon as you see... You know, as soon as you see wine in a box or something, you know, the baby's coming out of the birth canal, you just, you know, or as soon as you see more than one piercing on anybody in the room, it's like, you grab onto that uterus, don't let go.
Well, Robert De Niro sings, dances, and becomes a consultant in a very Sopranos-type TV series, all while planning a job and driving his therapist crazy and analyze that. De Niro speaks on the technical advisor on the set that helped him understand mental disabilities.
He would go along with these...
Like it's a think piece.
Group sessions at Bellevue.
It too, Robert.
Was, as I said before, very interesting. A lot of material, if you want to look at it that way, and that's how I look.
He's turning into Christopher Walken. Have you noticed that?
More clinical in a way, just things.
Very interesting. He's totally turning into Walken.
Behaviorally.
Yeah, come on.
It was just time to cut him off right there.
He's just like it's some sort of in-depth, like A&E presentation. It's a Billy Crystal movie. And the only thing you need to analyze is why people go to see those movies.
Only New Yorkers like Billy Crystal.
Billy Crystal's not funny to anybody.
Only to New Yorkers.
No, I question whether he's even funny to New Yorkers. You know what I mean? Because it's like there is a New York style of humor. And a lot of people kind of tap dance around it. But there is, and I think it comes from the Jewish community. There's a very Jewish type of humor. You know, just like, you know, it's like there's a guy humor and there's black humor. You know, there's a kind of a Jewish type of humor, which is typified. I think it's the archetype of that is like a Larry David or a Woody Allen or something. But it's not that his comedy's exclusionary. It's just that he's not funny. Billy Crystal is right up there with Robin Williams and Whoopi Goldberg. It's like the comic relief, trifecta there, which is none of those people are funny to anybody. Like, I've never really met anybody that sort of says, oh, that Whoopi Goldberg, she's a stitch. Every time she opens up, my boy, I just can't, it's just a countdown to laughter and mirth when she starts talking. No, the only comment you ever hear about Whoopi Goldberg is that women like her because they get the feeling she doesn't take any crap. You know what I mean? Which may be true, but it's not the same thing as being funny. It's just not that being a diva, which translates to being fat and bitchy, by the way, being a diva is not the same thing as being amusing, because Whoopi Goldberg is not amusing. The only amusing thing is seeing people line up to pay money to watch her so-called comedy films. You just, I don't know. So what, why is Robert De Niro arguably, you know, maybe the greatest actor of our time, you know, the last 25 years? He's in the top five anyways. The guy's a genius. You know, why is he lowering himself like this? It's just, it's sad.
Talk about your preparation for the singing and dancing in the film.
The singing, I worked on it with a vocal coach, Michael Danziger, who's terrific, and I tried my best. What can I say?
Yeah, if Tony Danza can do it, why can't I?
Singing and dancing. You were in Raging Bull. Taxi Driver.
Get out the shovel. It's time to talk about the chemistry and friendship with Billy Crystal.
It does help a lot. You can work with certain people, and it just doesn't. It can work, and it's fine, but unless the relationship is such that kind of rapport is not needed, in that...
It sounds like he's trying to convince himself that it's
okay. He'll never know or notice or whatever.
He really dislikes him.
In our case, I think especially, it does help.
I'm in hock to my bookie.
We like each other, we respect each other and have fun.
We don't poke each other's eyes out.
There's comedic pairings that really work. I mean, whatever you want to say about the quality of the film. You look at a film like City Slickers, where it's not the greatest American comedy ever, but it's like, you know, you get Billy Crystal and Daniel Stern and Bruno Kirby. Those guys had a...
They
had a great chemistry. And yeah. Jack Palance and Billy Crystal had a great... See, if they really wanted to put money in the bank, they would find a whole series of films with Jack Palance and Billy Crystal. I'm not saying that I'd even necessarily go see them, but those guys had an actual chemistry. And those movies, I mean, those would be successful. This is just a dreck. I just don't understand what this is about. Robert De Niro just continues to lower himself. And every time I think he can't go deeper, it's like he somehow does. He's just a... All right.
It'll be dark and miserable all afternoon with rain thrown in. Highs in the upper 40s. Cloudy tonight and foggy. Lows in the 40s. And maybe some more drizzle tomorrow morning. Then partial clearing later on. Jim Riley in the KOTK newsroom. Live around the world at KOTK.com. Made possible by Budget Computers. Home of the $200 laptop.
Let me ask you this. Before we talk to Mark here, and before we get some of these, we'll play this Henry or check. But it's good, though, that this guy, JB. It's good that this JB guy wanted to know about that, Tim. Because I have... Some other air checks in my case. Tim had some. We played some commercial that Tim did back in 1980.
Just 20 years ago. Was born.
Yeah, yes. for some rubber gripping handle thing.
Yeah.
Which is, no offense, you know, is pretty bad.
Yeah.
Because all of those things are. And so I found some of my old. This is an air check to me as a DJ. These are, I found some old commercials that I actually did that we'll play here in a minute. But what was I talking about? I'm starting to become old. I am old before my time. Now I can't even remember things I was saying 5 seconds ago. My question is, though, like this business about Robert De Niro and Billy Crystal, do you feel that I'm becoming unreasonably grumpy about these things? Like when I point out the fact that the travesty, the artistic shame of Robert De Niro making movies with Billy Crystal, do you feel like I'm being overly curmudgeonly, or do you feel like it's a justifiable complaint that I have? I mean, I'm not being too... It's not a... help a brother out here.
You seem to be a little sensitive to the whole topic. Most people don't give it near as much thought as you do.
I think our people do, though. Either the average person on the street, who is, of course, retarded, probably doesn't, but our
and that's,
people...
And that's who the humor appeals to, so they don't... They think it's all funny.
But I'm saying our people, the people of the Rick Emerson audience, who, as we know, are a cut above... Because talk radio audiences are generally smarter than other people, as are you, specifically our audience. I'm not shying at you. We've expressed that, especially when it comes to matters of pop culture. We know that our audience is several notches above. Just by dint of listening to the show, I mean, it's like you've proven that you're several notches above everybody else on the... And really, and a lot of people, like you'll get this a lot of times from religious or governmental leaders. They're like, no, it's wrong to think of yourselves as better. No. When you're better, you should just acknowledge to yourself that you're better and smarter. And I'll tell you this right now. If you're listening to talk radio... It's not just my show, but if you listen to talk radio, and I like to think specifically this show, you have demonstrated that you are better and smarter than probably 80% of the people on planet Earth, and you should wear that with pride. Don't ever pretend to be less smart than you are. By listening to the show, you have proven your mental efficacy. I don't even know what I was talking about.
How do you spell efficacy?
E-F-F-I-C-A-C-Y. This is Mark. He's a full-time listener in North Portland. What's up?
Hey, Rick, glad you dug the opener.
Oh, are you the guy? Are you the one who brought us the Homer Simpson openers?
Guilty as charged.
Excellent, man. These are the best thing I've ever gotten.
Hey, did you check out the front of the cart?
I don't have the cart. Christina took it away from
me. I'll come run it to you.
I'm not allowed to see those things.
Yeah, it's actually in there. It's just on the other side of this mic over here.
Hold on. It's right over here. Hold on.
I got it. Let's see. Front of the cart. Okay, so it's Santa Claus eating cookies, drinking milk, reading a note, and the note says, "Dear Santa, if you leave a new bike under the tree, I will give you the antidote to the poison I put in the milk." Timmy, that's great. See?
There you go.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. There you go. 1-800-727-5955. It's like H.L. Mencken used to send out these Christmas cards. And the Christmas card, it was so horrible. These are not mine, by the way, but H.L. Mencken used to send out a Christmas card that was just Santa dangling from a noose. Like for no reason. There was no reason he'd been hung. It was just Santa Claus hanging from a noose. So I'm a big fan of Christmas things that are perhaps a little skewed. In Burlingame, it's Tim, you're a full-time listener out there, in the BG. What do you got?
Anyway, I wanted to, I think it was you, I heard it a long time ago, but these air check things got me thinking about, have you noticed that in the city of Portland there's like this sick demographic of people that collect like these old radio, like I think there's even a board on the internet where they think like team of all time was 1981 on KYTE, and I mean they're just obsessive.
No, it's true. This is a phenomenon. Imus actually talks about this a lot. Imus has done whole long riffs about this. And in the radio world, and the funny part is that most of these people you're talking about aren't in radio, or they were like a board op for like 6 months back in 1982.
Right.
And they'll sit around and they'll like swap these weird tapes, and it's not even tapes, and I'm not just being carrying the flag for talk radio here, but I'm saying it's one thing if you collect and swap tapes of like old talk radio shows, which are kind of unique by dint of the fact that it's talk radio, that it's different. But you get these people, what is this? It's a tape of Mix 107.5 in Atlanta, and this is an air check from 1994 before they went Power Urban, and it's like, and they sit around, and it's like, it's like they're Ponce de Leon. It's like they discovered the fountain of youth. What is this? It's a tape from KUBE, which is a pop station in Seattle, and this is back when they had, you know, they were doing their Mavens of the Midday show, and they just sit and they trade these ridiculous air checks of stations, which are all interchangeable.
And there's these select few that follow like these really bizarre and DJs that you've never heard of before, and they'll follow like their whole career, and they'll just.
Insane. I've got a tape following Marty Party all the way from, you know, when he started in Ellensburg all the way up to his thundering nighttime show on KGON. I'll swap them for any tapes of KYSP from, you know, and it's unbelievable. It's like, I don't know, it's like Dungeons and Dragons with an oscilloscope. You know what I mean? All right. The hell was I talking about? No one knows. We'll be back. We'll play this this air check that has Tim with Phil Hendry. Here in a moment, and then I got some hideous things. Speaking of bad air checks, see, now I'm going to be doing this, and I've got an air check of Rick from 1988. All right, be back. Don't go anywhere. It's a Rick Emerson show. It's Hot Talk 1080 KTK. Stay right there. It's more Rose Tattoo.
Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, 1-800-727-5955. Dancing rules! All right, top five coming up later. Another edition of How Chicks Think with Jolie from the front desk. Betsy's going to be here later. All right, so before we play my embarrassing, hideous past, so this is, we'll play quickly, this is the air check of Tim as a DJ getting a call from Phil Hendry, who was working down the hall as a character. Go.
Oh, who is this? How are you doing, Tim? This is Joe Raymond.
That's Phil.
I'm calling from Fester's Lagoon up here near Ojai, 33. Go straight up. Hey, Timothy, we love you. God, do I love you. God, do I love you. Now, we called from Fester's last week. Remember my friend Orpheus?
Orpheus, yeah. How
yeah,
is
he's
he?
Laid out completely under the truck now.
You're kidding.
And we opened up a valve on the Freon tank, and it went straight down his throat. And that's a party chat all the way, baby. Now, here's the thing.
Yeah.
We have absolutely no men here, nothing but women.
Whoa.
Oh, God, please don't tell them where we are. Because we've got 15 of them to ourselves.
You're kidding me.
That's absolutely right. And you know what makes me, you know what the thing that comes to my mind, not much comes to my mind, but when I think
Yeah.
I think of Roy Rogers. I see 15 girls. You know what they say, riders up.
All right.
All right, baby.
Let's play some Ryan.
You got it, baby.
That was 11 years ago.
No, I thought it was 1980. No, that was the rubber grape spot from 1980.
The commercials
if it was
were,
in 1980, was it in 1980 or was it 11
years
ago?
Well, that was 11 years ago.
Oh,
the commercials
okay.
from 1980.
Yeah.
All right. And so that, but I was looking through my, combing through the archives, or that vault that studios are always talking about, and we found some old footage of the vault. Where's the vault? Is it like the Fortress of Solitude or something? Where's the vault?
It's the world's greatest record library.
Yeah, it's actually just a storage closet, and they were cleaning it out. And
so I'll play. These are some embarrassing things. These are mostly from when I was at Rock 106, Spokane's Rock and Roll Nighttime Authority. And these are just a brief preface where I play these. So here's the thing. These were all from when I was about 18. These are all 10 years ago, probably, 11. These are all when I was 18, 19. I got paid nothing for this. And when I mean nothing, I don't mean a little. I mean literally, I did this for free. Because the quality of the spots on the station, not to sound like a prima donna, was like so bad because the salespeople would write the copy, which you never want. Salespeople couldn't write good copy. You put a gun to their heads. So the quality of the commercials was so bad that I offered to just write some copy for free. Not because I'm the funniest guy ever, but just because I'm funnier than the average salesperson. And plus, I was young and hungry, as they say, and so it was a chance to get, and I was only a part-timer. I was only on the station like 3 hours a week, like Saturday night from like midnight to four, you know, or whatever. So there's a chance to get my voice on the radio station. So I offered to co-write and then co-voice these spots like for free. So bring up Rick Check 15. And this is a spot for a place called All Sport. And it plays itself motorcycles and motorcycle equipment. And there's a common theme. I only had one trick. Then, as now, I was a one-trick pony. And all my commercials are basically the same. It was a straight guy, funny guy. Straight guy, funny guy. And that was the only thing I'm capable of doing because I'm just not that talented. But this is me and a guy named Larry doing a commercial for All Sport. I'm the interviewer. I'm rolling.
Hi there. Today we're talking with Mr.
God.
Yes, that is a G. So, Mr. God...
You can call me Hank.
Okay, Hank. Our audience is curious to know, how does the creator of the universe spend his spare time? I mean, what? Curing poverty? Fighting disease?
Well, I have this motorcycle.
What?
Yeah, and it goes really fast, too.
God rides a motorcycle in his spare time?
Sure. Check out the leathers.
Everyone's heading to Allsport for motorcycles. And
this is our sales manager, a guy named Bruce.
Right the first time. Headed now for a summer
not the Bruce here. This is Bruce from years ago.
Valley. Allsport, your motorcycle parts, accessory, supply, and service store.
Well, what do you think, huh?
Yeah, pretty impressive wheelie there, God.
You should see me do one on the water.
Yeah, so not a lot of time these days for good deeds and stuff, right?
Well, once they see you heal the sick, it's nothing but work, work, work.
I see. Well, folks, do like God does, and head to Allsport today.
Okay, get on.
Hey, nice tattoo, God.
Thanks.
See, it's not really that funny, but compared to the Drek that was on the station at the time, that's dead. That's
pretty cute.
Man, that's Orson Welles. That is the Fire Sign Theater. Compared to what was on the station then. But if you heard that spot, I'll play one more here. All I have is then variations on a theme. And my whole shtick was that there was a straight guy and a funny guy, and then I would put in a bunch of stuff that I knew was offensive. Because that was like the only trick I knew how to do was to like say stuff that was like, you know, to be aged, jock, jock. That was the only trick I had. So let's play another one here. This is Rick Check 13. And Rick Check 13 isn't shocking, but again, it's the whole thing of, you know, light, dark, and then the stupid Monty Python punchline. So go ahead, this is for a Firestone tire place. Go ahead and play this.
Okay, hey, boy, this commercial had better be good.
Okay, boys, one, two, three.
Now listen for the trick ending.
Rolling, 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 while them crops are growing, you keep them tractors rolling, Firestone. Hey, Firestone tires are trucks and tractors, tires like our Firestone radio. 23 degrees for positive traction and long wear, certified fully trained team that will keep you rolling within the field tire service and more. Hey!
That's my commercial?
Well, yeah.
Well, I don't think I have any choice but to shove you into that blender, son.
Firestone Tire Incorporated apologizes for the preceding commercial and asks you to keep pace with productivity by shopping at Firestone. Anyway, E1409 Sprague and toll free 800-336-0681. Firestone Tires.
You didn't see that blender thing coming, though. Admit that you did
nope,
not see that
really
coming.
No, that really came out of nowhere.
See, a sucker gin with the bad didn't, singing?
Didn't catch the blender at all.
And there comes the blender.
Was it intentionally bad, like crackly, like record? Like?
I took it off an old reel. A reel-to-reel was this tape, Christina.
Thank
was like
you
a
very
big
much for
round.
Attention.
Yeah. No, that was just the way it came off the tape. Right? It's like Tim's. All Tim's stuff sounds like crap. But basically, that's all it was. That was the only trick I had, was to do where there was a funny guy and then a not-so-funny guy. And it was me and this guy, Larry. And you know, and it just got so old so quick. We'll play one last one before they do the top five. This is a Rick Check 14. And by this point,
Is there a blender in this one?
No. But by this point, yeah. I was doing like 80%. I was writing and or voicing like 80% of the spots on the station because they were too lazy to do it. And mine, while predictable and stale after a while, were still better than anything else. Not because I'm good, but just because the quality of talent was so low. And so this commercial here right here, this was after about 6 months of me writing a bunch of the commercials on the station. This is me, and I think that Larry guy again, and my girlfriend at the time, who was also the receptionist.
Was this the one in
the
white?
In the white stretch pants, you dicks. Yes. It's me and the girlfriend in the white stretch pants, / receptionist, and then that guy Larry, I think. This is for a bar called the Blue Dolphin. Go ahead and roll this.
Okay, this is a Blue Dolphin commercial, take one.
Hey, Rick, wait a second.
Yeah?
They sent me here to make sure you don't offend anybody with this Blue Dolphin commercial.
Don't offend, okay. Well, okay, can I leave in this part about baby seals?
No.
Well, how about this Jeffrey Dahmer part here?
No.
Can I mention body piercing?
No.
Leprosy?
Rick!
Hey, head to the Blue Dolphin this week, and we promise you won't be offended by a college night on Wednesdays, the live music Thursday through Saturday, or the road show with Kurt Cartier Friday. The volleyball court and patio are now open, so you can enjoy great beer specials like 6 Michelob Golden Drafts for only $6 all this week from 4 to 6, and cheap draft beer specials on college night. Just for Kicks plays Thursday through Saturday.
Just for Kicks was their house band.
Dolphin, just a block southwest of Sprague and Pine.
Rick, please don't mention inflatable dolls.
How about call girls?
No.
Transvestite hookers?
Rick!
It's all at the Blue Dolphin.
Oh, she's piercing. Who is she? It's my girlfriend at the time.
Oh.
So isn't that?
Does it just pain you a little bit to hear her
isn't
voice?
Isn't that shocking? Isn't that edgy? And isn't that, aren't I pushing the envelope there?
I think that was probably edgy for Spokane.
Well, and the funny thing is, that's the second version of that commercial, because the first version of the commercial, and this is the other lame, tired formula that I use that you still hear in commercials now, by the way, because it is, like I said, as bad a copywriter as I was, it still gets on, because here's the shtick that all the copywriters use, where there's the straight guy and the funny guy, and then there's the bunch of shocking statements followed by whatever, and then in all of those spots you'll hear the same thing. There's the funny open, and then the middle where you get out all the actual information about come see our Firestone radios, come to the Blue Dolphin, just for Kicks, plays and lounge beers for $1.50. And then you do the end where you bring the joke back for a sting at the end. So it's like 30 seconds of joke, 15 seconds of information, and then like another 15 seconds of joke at the end. You bookend it. And it's like the oldest, lamest, tiredest way to put together a commercial. And that's how I did everything. That's how most commercials are still done. But the first version of that commercial, the middle section actually started off with, come down to the Blue Dolphin and we promise that Rick won't be there, which is the way I'd written it. And because they were such fools that they didn't realize that I was just leveraging all the commercial time in the air to, like, make myself look like I was a big star. And they were such idiots that they didn't even see me doing it. Because I was just this moronic, like, conniving 18-year-old DJ. And so I would use all the commercial time just to get my name and voice out. And they, like, it took them forever to realize that I didn't care if the commercials were any good or not. I just wanted the listeners to think that I was this big star on the station. And they were, and so I would, like, leverage their own laziness against them. That they were so unwilling to write their own copy, they would, like, let me just make myself the star of every commercial break every day. So, just dumb. Just stupid. Anyway. But I'm much more talented than that now. All right. Here's your top five.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
Counting is wonderful, counting is marvelous, counting's the best thing to do. Counting is happiness, counting is ecstasy, I love to count, don't you?
And the fact that what made me even think I could sing that Rawhide spot? What was I thinking there? Jesus. It's amazing I ever got a job. And, you know, like Tim, I think, the reason I kept all these commercials is because I viewed these as important to get me another job in the future.
Exactly. If you were good at commercials, you would be the last to be fired.
See, that's exactly why. I was saving all those commercials thinking, these babies are my ticket to a better tomorrow. The hell was I smoking? All right, here's Tim Riley with the top five.
Well, music has never been quite the same since he died, but most of it was bad, even when he was still around. Here are the top five songs of the day Frank Zappa died December 4th, 1993. Number five is Doctors from Gangster Leon.
What? Okay. Okay, first of all, it's not Doctors. It's DRS.
Oh.
The song is not Gangster Leon. The song is Gangsta Lean.
My mistake.
Not by Doctors. Okay. I don't know this song.
I honest to God do not remember this song, and it's from the year that I graduated high school.
Yeah, I have nothing.
I really don't remember this.
No, I don't even know what the hell this is. Yeah, this is a horrible song. I don't even remember this. All right.
Number four is Salt and Peppa with Shoot.
This is back when hip hop was real. This is back when they were representing. This is a great song.
This still holds up.
Salt, Peppa, and Christina, their DJ's name was? Matthew Peterson.
Spinderella.
Spinderella, baby. If looks could kill you, would be an over shotgun bang. What's up with that thing? I want to know. How does it hang? Straight up, wait up, hold up. Mr. Lover, like Prince said, you're a sexy mother. Well, I like real. That's a great song.
Number three is Ace of Base, All That She Wants.
Oh, God. Why don't you just go listen to ABBA, you know?
ABBA never had this much, you know, like, techno bassy sound to it.
You know, the thing is, these chicks were hot, though.
Why do you think they were successful?
You know, a song by Ace of Base that was legitimately great, though, was that Beautiful Life. That It's a Beautiful Life. I'm unashamed of being an ABBA fan, and that could have totally been an ABBA song, that Beautiful Life. All I remember is my friend Brain, who we've talked about before, had a paper route in addition to his radio job. And that should tell you all you need to know about radio, by the way. He had a radio job, and then at night he delivered the Wall Street Journal. And he would drive around in his old beat-up green-ass Monte Carlo, listening to the radio, and he just loved this song. He would only listen to Kiss and this. I mean, literally the band, Kiss and this. Kiss and Ace of Base, that's all he listened to.
Number two is Janet Jackson with Again.
Was this off If?
The album was Janet. This is bad, though.
Same album, though, right?
Yeah, it's all soft and all uninteresting. I'm going to quit complaining about Janet Jackson, because my complaints are always the same.
Hold on.
Why are you singing along?
Well,
she was 13.
Yeah, I was. I was 13.
13 when I was already... Well, I was doing those Blue Dolphin commercials when you were 13. Listen to this. I was doing those Blue Dolphin. Come on down.
What was it? 1993? I was an eighth grader.
Oh, God.
This was one of the years I didn't get fired.
I graduated this year.
I was in eighth grade.
Oh, let's all kill ourselves. Okay.
Number one is Meatloaf. I do anything for love, but
music.
I won't do that.
I love Meatloaf. I really do. Not kitschily, not campily, not in an ironic sense. I love Meatloaf. I don't care what y'all say, this is a great song. Screw anybody that doesn't like Meatloaf. This is great music. You know, hates Meatloaf with a passion. My girlfriend, Lars, hates Meatloaf, hates him. She doesn't.
I bet Clive likes Meatloaf.
Oh, man, oh, totally. She doesn't, Lars doesn't like anything that's over the top or operatic. Like, she doesn't like Queen either. Because it's too over the top. It's too opera. It's too melodramatic. Which is weird because she likes show tunes. And if you like show tunes, you've got to like Meatloaf. They're the same thing. And she likes Andrew W.K.
Does she like opera?
Not so much, but she likes show tunes. And this is a show tune with a guitar. Just like Andrew W.K. is sort of opera with heavy metal guitars.
Like this could be Jesus Christ Superstar.
Come on.
ain't no turning back.
This was played at my 8th grade dances.
Oh, shut up. Shut up. Just quiet.
This was played at my senior prom.
You know who played this album nonstop? Girl in the White Stripes Band. Oh, God. Life sucks. We'll be back with another edition of How Chicks Think. There, it's the Rick Emerson Show.
Live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
I wonder if the girl in the white stretch pants knew that she would be material for your show for like the rest of your life.
No, she knew.
She knew?
She was material then, and...
Well, you know, I wouldn't.
When I was, because we were still dating when I started doing mornings at Rock 106. And that, yeah.
But you didn't call her the girl with the white stretch pants when you were dating her.
Well, no, because at the time I didn't know that that was ridiculous. At the time I thought that everybody wore white stretch pants.
You had blinders on.
I was just dumb. All right, here's Christina.
Actually, things still pretty clear throughout the city there.
Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or toll free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Yes! Oh, yes! All right, 1-800-727-5955. I'm such a simple creature. It's like a monkey with a cocaine lever. You know, just press that button over and over again, makes me laugh. All right. The hell was I doing? Well, no one knows. 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. It's time for another edition of Rick Emerson's How Chicks Think. Propaganda this song is. Whatever makes me happy sets you free. Arbeit macht frei. All right, let's welcome to the show Jolie from the front desk. All right, how are you doing today?
Good, how you doing?
I got this thing. This is from Shane. Rick. Oh, by the way, I get people who kind of paradoxically email me to ask me how they ask a question. And if you have a question for Jolie, if you have a question, if you have a question about the female brain and how it works, you can email it to rick@rickemerson.com. Shane emails, Rick, I know this seems really dumb, but when you've got Jolie in there, would you please ask her what the deal with the frigging toilet seat is?
Oh.
I swear to God, I've never seen so many women get so upset over something so frickin' dumb. What is the deal anyway? Shane.
Well, first off, Shane, have you ever gotten up in the middle of the night and went to the bathroom, sat in the big nasty hole and fell in? Probably not.
Okay, clearly we've touched a nerve of some kind.
Yeah, that's a big nerve.
Okay, but see, you have these things. What are they called? Hands, that's right. And with the hand comes the opposable thumb and the ability to move the seat as you need.
Well, there you go. And you should use it and put it down.
What you... Okay.
First off, they're really gross. Toilets are dirty and disgusting. I mean, you put your ass in there, dude.
Right, well, that's what I'm saying. Some folks, as Randall McMurphy says, some folks plan to eat out of them. I myself plan to whiz in them. So what? So it's dirty.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, like when you come in the bathroom, girls like, you know, nice, fresh, clean.
It's not going to be clean with the seat down. The seat
wouldn't
seat down.
It's clean, and it won't stink. It has that, like, urine nasty smell.
So putting the seat down makes it clean somehow?
It makes it look clean. You know, like when you shove stuff in the closet just to make that other part.
If it's 2 in the morning, what does it matter?
She falls in.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I...
We're going in a circle here. That's... Okay, if the seat isn't up, you know, we put it up. If the seat isn't down, put it down.
No. See, because I don't want to fall in it and land on the pee stains and the pubes hanging all over the place.
It's not quantum physics. Put the seat down if it's up. Put it down.
Yeah, really, if you expect me to go in there and put it up every time when I have to go in and use it, then you should have to put it down every time you need to use it.
Yeah, why should we be the ones?
You guys are not. Your aim isn't as good as us.
Exactly.
So it's dirtier.
I don't.
The toilet.
So why are you less capable of moving a toilet seat than we are?
Because you're less capable of getting it in the toilet.
You're not having to parallel park. All it is moving a goddamn toilet seat. It's on hinges. There's only so many places it can go.
Down.
Okay, so put it down.
I'm going to start leaving them up at your place anytime anything goes on.
At my place?
Just to spite you.
I don't think we're really asking
I'm coming
you.
Over to lift your toilet seats.
It's not like we're asking you to maintain a spinning plate here. If you go in and the seat needs to be down, you know what? Put it down.
You know, almost, I would say 95% of the time, that's what I do. But, you know, it's a common courtesy.
But you make sure to save enough energy to bitch about it.
Huh?
You make enough sure to save enough energy to bitch about it.
Yeah, that's right.
Common courtesy. So men don't deserve common courtesy.
Not when they...
I had to bleep the second word there.
Oh,
you can say...
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no, I can't...
Jeez, I asked you about the word.
Okay, but... Well, no, that's fine. I'm just saying you can't... People on the internet heard
good
that
good thing
way.
You bleeped it.
All right, but... okay, I'm confused. Uh-huh. Let's just stop here. Let's all get a hold of ourselves.
Make sure you put the seat up before you get a hold of yourself.
Okay, you go into the bathroom. The seat is up.
Uh-huh.
It takes... Let's say it takes a whole second, which it does not. It takes a second, literally. Like a third of that, probably. It takes a third of a second to put the freaking seat down.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Well, I'm telling you, I do it 95% of the time.
Okay, then why do you feel the need to complain? Is, I think, why he's
asking.
Because
it really makes me angry.
Why should it make... You know what?
Because it's dirty.
You know what? You know, apartheid should make you angry. You know what I mean?
Those things make me outraged.
Like, street crime, AIDS should make you angry. This is a toilet seat. Just put the goddamn thing down yourself.
It's all about the little things, Rick.
I swear to God, I'm going to be like a monk. I'm just going to go live in an abbey somewhere. That's another edition of How Chicks Quote Think.
Fine.
Jolie from the front desk. What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever
makes me happy, sets you free. Yeah. I forgot to tell you, I noticed you have all these bar systems stuff.
Yeah, we have these bottle openers.
Well, I was just at Burger King, and you can get, if you buy like a, not a Happy Meal, but the combo thing, for $2.99 you can get a Bart Simpson watch. They have like four...